something in your microphone. You just say anything you want to promote.
Just say, hello?
Yeah. I'm going to ask you first to name a few things, Claudia. What do you call that?
Call that a necklace.
Suppose these were smaller and made out of glass, what would you call them?
Glass beads.
What's this?
Wristband.
You ever call it anything else?
Bracelet. Hairbrush.
Call that. What do you do with it?
Brush your hair with it.
What's this?
An apple.
You write with this. What is it?
It's a pencil.
It has ink in it.
It's an ink pen.
And this little thing?
That's a straight pen.
What would it be if it were bent and you could catch it at the end?
It could be a...
I can't find one of them around here. Them to hold a baby's diaper.
Be a safety pin.
Claudia, I don't know whether you still do or not, but when you lived on the farm, what did you call a sack that was made out of rough cloth? Sometimes potatoes came in, that kind of sack.
Sacks or something like that. My daddy did.
Do you still call them that?
No, ma'am. They don't. I don't think. It's been a long time since I've seen one.
Me too.
I don't know what you still do or not, but.
And what do you call the amount of wood that you can carry in your arms when you're?
Back.
Have you ever brought in stove wood?
Yes, ma'am. Stove wood. It was cut small.
Did you have a name for the amount that you could carry in one?
Well, my aunt's wood.
Okay. What's that up there, Claudia? Behind the fixture.
Well, it's a light bulb.
When Maud was here, she had to buy you something to carry the clothes to the washing machine. What is that?
Clothes basket.
Did you call it a clothes basket when you used to hang clothes out? What did you call it?
Clothes hamper.
Did your daddy do much carpentering?
No, ma'am. He fixed the fences.
Did he ever buy a big wooden thing of nails?
Yes, ma'am. Keep the nails in a keg or something.
How big is a keg? Could you sort of show me?
About like a gallon bucket.